time to begin. The word of God that we consider this morning is recorded in 2 Chronicles 16, verses 7 through 10. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. In this you have done foolishly." Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged with him because of this. Today is Ash Wednesday, and we begin to follow our Lord's journey to the cross. Sometimes it's hard to understand why the Jewish leaders hated him so much and wanted him dead. After all, Jesus was a good man. He was a perfect man. He healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He comforted troubled sinners. But he also told the truth. And that's what the Jewish leaders hated him for. He told them the truth. Jesus said to, when he was on trial before Pontius Pilate, he said, "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth." Jesus told the Jewish leaders that they were sinners. That was the truth. But they did not like to hear it. Jesus told them, the Jewish leaders, that if they did not believe that he was the promised Messiah, they would die in their sins. He told them that they needed him in order to be saved. That was the truth. But they did not like to hear it. Now, Jesus was the greatest of all of God's prophets. But God already had sent many prophets before that to tell people the truth. So in our text for today, we have a prophet by the name of Hanani. He's called a seer, who was commanded by God to go to King Asa of Judah and tell him the truth. Now, Asa, for the most part, was a God-fearing king. When the Ethiopians had come against Judah with 1 million men, the Bible tells us that Asa relied on the Lord, and the Lord gave him a great victory. And then God sent a prophet by the name of Oded to him and encouraged him to continue in the Lord's ways. And Asa took courage from this, and he made a valiant attempt to get rid of all of the idolatry in the land. He even removed his mother from her office as queen mother because of her idolatry. But now we have another attack. Baasha, the king of Israel, the northern kingdom, attacked Asa. And this time, instead of relying on the Lord, Asa relied on his own cleverness. He figured out a way to get Baasha off his back. He took money from the temple treasury and gave it to the king of Syria, Israel's neighbor to the north. And with this money, King Asa persuaded the king of Syria to attack Israel from the north. Well, the plan worked. The king of Syria attacked Baasha from the north, and then Baasha ceased his fighting against King Asa. And no doubt King Asa was quite proud of himself for coming up with this plan. And there was one problem, however. Now, Syria having defeated or gone against the king of Israel, was also there as a threat to King Asa. But it was at this point when Asa no doubt was quite proud of his plan and how it worked, that God sent the prophet Hanani to Asa to tell him the truth. And this is what the prophet said: "Because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. In this you have done foolishly." Now King Asa thought his plan had been pretty good. Now here's the prophet of God telling him the truth, that he had acted very foolishly. He should have relied on the Lord as he had before when he went against the Ethiopians. Now when God sends a prophet to us to tell us the truth, there is only one right way to respond, and that is to confess our guilt and to listen to what he has to say and turn to him, turn to the God whom he represents for refuge. And ask our God to help us from that time forward to walk in his ways. But that's not what Jesus' enemies did when Jesus told them the truth. And that's not what Asa did when the prophet Hanani told him the truth. This is what he did: "Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged with him because of this." No confession of sin here, just anger, rage, directed at God's messenger, who was only telling Asa the truth. Prison for Hanani. The crime? Telling the truth. We are reminded of what another messenger of God, the Apostle Paul, said when he wrote to the Galatians. He said, "Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Now, some of us who are here this morning are messengers of God, or are training to be messengers of God. Well, what can you expect when you tell people the truth? Well, Jesus' enemies hated him and had him crucified. King Asa had Hanani put into prison. The Apostle Paul was persecuted wherever he went and finally was executed. So you see what you have in store for you as a messenger of God. You should not expect that everyone will rejoice in the truth that you speak. Whether you are speaking the word of law and telling people that they are sinners, they won't like that. And they won't like it when you tell them that the only possible way they can be saved is through one person and one person alone, and that is Jesus Christ. There will always be a few that listen, as the Holy Spirit does his work through your word. But you certainly can expect opposition. And now, what if a messenger of God speaks the truth to you? Well, then, what are you going to do? That's your moment. That's your moment of, should I call it the moment of truth? How are you going to react? Are you going to get angry like King Asa